meet the ransom over on the golden shore, I'll be satisfied.
They're all joined.
Oh, there are too many angels singing praises evermore. I'll be satisfied. Oh, when my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, I'll be satisfied.
Number two again, living in the city.
Living in the city where the soul shall never die. I'll be satisfied. Oh, there to meet the loved ones, never soon to say goodbye. Oh, I'll be sad.
Come on, sing it this morning. I'll be satisfied.
I'll be satisfied. Oh, I'll be satisfied with my soul. Oh, when my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, I'll be satisfied.
Number three again,
when I meet the ransom over on the golden shore, oh, I'll be satisfied.
There are 20 angels,
there are 20 angels singing praises evermore. Oh, I'll be satisfied.
I'll be satisfied.
I'll be satisfied. Oh, I'll be satisfied with my soul. When my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, I'll be satisfied.
One more time, I'll be satisfied.
I'll be satisfied. I'll be satisfied
with my soul.
Oh, when my soul is resting in the presence of the Lord, oh, I'll be satisfied.
Go ahead and praise Him, church, this morning. Oh, when our soul, when it rests in Jesus' church, there's satisfaction about it. Satisfaction in salvation. Satisfaction in the Holy Ghost. Satisfaction in prayer. No doubt eternal rest for the other day. Praise Him, church, this morning. Give Him praise and glory. And hallelujah, He so deserves. Page 84 in your soul books this morning. Let's sing another one to the Lord. Page 84.
At the cross of Calvary. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head for such a worm as I?
At the cross,
where I first saw the light, then the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day.
Was it for crime
that I had done? He groaned upon the tree.
Amazing pity,
grace unknown and love beyond it.
Oh, at the cross this morning,
at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away.
It was there
by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well, by the sun in darkness high, He showed His glories in. Oh, when Christ the mighty Maker died for man the creature.
Oh, at the cross,
where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
But drops
of grief can never replace the death of the.
Oh, hear, Lord,
I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do.
At the cross,
where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled.
Oh, it was there
by faith I received my sight, and now I am
at the cross this morning.
At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away.
It was there
by faith I received my sight.
Now I am happy all the day.
Thank God.
thank God for the cleansing blood. Thank God for the cleansing blood. Thank God for the cleansing blood. That washes white as snow and my sin. Oh, the song says, thank God. Oh, thank God for the cleansing blood. Thank God for the cleansing blood. Thank God for the cleansing blood that washes white. I know the blood prevails. I know the blood prevails. The blood of the risen Lord. Power to save, just as the olden day, the blood prevails. No matter what, thank God the blood. I know the blood prevails. I know the blood prevails. The blood of the risen Lord. Power to save, just as the olden days, the blood prevails. No matter what others say, thank God the blood. Oh, give him praise this morning. Thank God for the cleansing blood. Thank God for the cleansing blood. Thank God for the cleansing blood. The cleansing that washes white. One more time, I know the blood prevails. I know the blood prevails. The blood of the risen Lord. Power to save, just as the olden days. The blood prevails, no matter what. Thank God the blood prevails. Oh, thank God this morning. Thank God for the cleansing blood. Thank God for the cleansing blood. Thank God for the cleansing blood that washes white. And one more time, thank God. Oh, thank God for the cleansing blood. Thank God for the cleansing blood. Thank God for the cleansing blood. That washes white. Come on and praise him this morning. Come on and praise him. Oh, praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun goes. Come on and praise him, church. Oh, praise him. Praise him in the morning. Oh, praise him in the noontime. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him, oh praise him, praise him, praise him when the sun goes down. We're gonna love him this morning. Oh, love him, love him in the morning, love him in the morning, love him in the noontime. Love him, love him, love him when the sun, love him when the sun. Oh, let's worship him. Come on and worship him. Oh, work in the morning. Oh, worship in the noon, and worship in the noontime. Worship him. Oh, work when the sun goes down. Worship in the sun. So we bless that wonderful name. Come on. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Like no other name, like no other name. Oh, let's bless that wonderful name this morning. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Like no other name, no other. Oh, there's power. I'm going to believe in power this morning. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there's power. Power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Like no other name. Like no other name. One more. There's healing in the name of. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing this morning. Healing in the name of Jesus. Yes, healing in the name of Jesus. Like no other name, like no other. So the last time, let's bless his wonderful name. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, we bless. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Praise him, church, this morning. That name that is above all names, church. That matches the name of Jesus right now. Give him glory, praise him, and honor him today. God, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, God, all that you do, Lord, this morning. Every heart, every soul that's here in the house, those watching online, God, we say thank you, Lord. We praise you and lift up our voices up to you, God, this evening. This day, Lord, that you have made, we say thank you, Lord, all that you do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. God is a good God. He's an awesome God. Amen. You may be seated here on this wonderful, wonderful first day of the week. Amen. Come to glorify Almighty God. Amen. Our resurrected Savior, our King, our Lord. Truly, it's an awesome time. No better way to get your week started off than to be in the house of the Lord here, 334 Ashford Street in New York City. Let me get this right. New York City. Turn the bass down just a little bit. And so we thank God for his goodness, his mercy, and all that he's doing here in the house of the Lord. Glad to see everybody here. We're thankful for another week. And Almighty God, looking forward to a better week. Amen. Every week you should go into it with a better outlook, better days, better trusting in God, and saying it's going to get better. Amen. How am I going to say that today? Amen. And truly, our God is more than able to see that come to pass. And so we're thankful to God for his goodness. Getting my technician back there helping me out. Thank God for his goodness today. Amen. We're thankful for all he's doing. I was reminded here, I see Sister Shanette here in the house of the Lord. I was reminded of the Panthea family. She walked in. Panthea family, I told you guys, I posted on the Facebook last week. I showed a young man who was killed, her former neighbor, young fellow who was gunned down. They found the killer. They found the killer 2 weeks ago now. So the mother, Miss Panthea, she may be watching. So we continue to pray for that family, entire family, entire situation. I know his little sister was really taking it hard. I was just reminded that she walked in just now. But we continue to lift them up in prayers. Amen. They're looking to relocate and just kind of start afresh. So we're going to continue to pray for them. Amen. And seek the Lord's face for them as well. There's others who have been sick, various ones, and we continue to encourage you to watch out and look out. Continue to pray for my dad, who was a little bit under the weather as well. Various ones, again, that are going through things. So but we know that there's a God who's able to heal and accomplish his divine work in every situation, every category of your life. We serve a God who's able to do that. Amen. And so continue to, broad, the scripture tells us to pray for one another, to pray for one another at all times. And so as we do that, as people cross your mind or go throughout your day thinking about yourself. Amen. Pray for someone else as well. Amen. And little do you know, people go through things in life. And so we continue to pray for our community, this the city of New York. Amen. And all that's going on, we still believe and know that God is the answer. And so we continue to lift her up in prayer. Again, those that are sick, continue to lift them up in prayer as well. We know God is the answer. Amen. That's what we've been covering about. Extraordinary prayers. Extraordinary prayers. And our God is more than able to answer again any and every prayer that when we seek him and trust him and believe him through faith, God is able. So we continue to do that as unto the Lord. And believe God, when you come believing, trust, come before his throne, believing that he can and is able. Many times he would ask his disciples, say, do you believe I'm able to do this? Do you believe that I'm able? And no doubt we have to make that our prayer. Yes, Lord, I believe. Amen. When you're going through things, you're facing trials in your life, I believe it. Amen. That God can do any and everything. Only thing he cannot do, Brother James, is fail. Amen. God would never fail. Amen. It's an old song saying, perhaps you may know that. Jesus never fails. Let me know that. And it says, might as well get thee behind me, Satan. You cannot prevail. Why? Because Jesus never fails. Let me know that song. Amen. And truly is a blessing. And this time she's going to prepare to sing as unto the Lord. Amen. And let's get back into worship here and trust God and believe God. We serve a victorious, mighty God who is able,
turn me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground, when I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and all the praise. Makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and all the praise. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and all the praise. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and all the praise. Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and all the praise. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and all the praise. It makes me wanna shout, Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of all the glory, of all the honor, and all the praise. Makes me want to shout.
God, give him glory this morning. Amen. Makes you want to shout and praise him this morning. Amen. She's going to sing another.
Well, I went to the enemy's camp, and I He saved me, cleansed me, turned my life around. He set my freedom on the solid ground. Can you believe what the Lord has done in me? Can you believe what the Lord has done in me? Can you believe what the Lord has done in me? He saved me, cleansed me, turned my life around. He set my feet up on the solid ground. Can you believe what the Lord has done in me? Well, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me.
Justin, I'm going to praise his name.
Praise his name.
He stays just the same.
He stays just the same.
Come on and praise him, church.
Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
As the Lord does right this morning, look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.
You folks sitting around, look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.
What did he do?
He healed my body.
He did what else?
He touched my mind.
Oh,
he saved me just in time.
I'm going to praise him.
Oh,
he stays just the same.
He stays just the same.
So come on and praise him.
Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
You got to tell your friend, look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.
Did he heal anything?
He healed my body. He touched my mind.
He saved me.
He saved me.
Just in time.
Just in time.
So come on and praise him.
The praise is the
same. He
stays
just the same.
He stays just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Praise him, church. Amen. That's what God is able to do in the heart and soul of a man and woman. Every boy, girl, whoever you may be, the Lord is able to heal the body, touch the mind, save. Our God is awesome. Yesterday, I was praying prayer requests for special needs. Special needs, folks that have children of various things with special needs, older adults as well, again, with special needs. And I began to pray about that. I said, you know what? Even in that prayer, you continue to pray for healing. Amen. God is still able to heal. God is still able to heal. They say, well, they were born this way. They're going to be this way for the rest of their life. But our God can heal. I mean, believe that. Our God can heal. And so the prayer was for the parents and for the individual themselves, but the parents and just the workers. And it takes a special, loving, caring person to be able to have to navigate and deal with folks with special needs. But we thank God. Again, my heart went to that, how God is able to put us in our right mind. Amen. He's able to put you in your right mind and your right soul. And when he touches you and he saves you, and that's what he does. Amen. So we have our thinking upon the Lord. Put your mind upon the Lord and focus in on him, and he's truly able to do great things. And so let's pray continually for, again, that God is able to still do miracles today. I mean, believe that. God is still a miracle-working God. And truly, it's not just for the days of old. He touched them. It wasn't just for them. It was for any and everybody who would believe. And so we live in a world where people's faith has departed. People's faith has gone away. The God is still healing and still in the healing business. He's still a God that's able to restore the sight to the blind and raise the dead. He's still a God that's able to do great and mighty works in our lives today. Amen. Our children's church teacher, you going to go ahead and go? Amen. We can stick to it. All right. And so we thank God. All right. All right. Praise the Lord. But we'll go with, I thought you got up to go. All right. He said, all right, she's going to stay back there and learn as that. But we thank God for each one today. Amen. Truly God is good today for his goodness. She got up and made me think she was going back there. All right. But anyway, let's go to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Matthew 11, 1 through 6, here in the word of God. Matthew 11, 1 through 6, And then I'll give you another piece here as well from the Gospel of Mark. The Bible says it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. The Bible says, and when John had heard in the prison of the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto them, art thou he that is come, or do we look for another? And Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again the things which ye do hear and see. And bind and receive their sight. Bible says the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And blessed is he whosoever is not offended in me. And then I want to come back and look at a few more verses here in Mark 6:12. Mark 6:12, and we'll go through verse 16. Bible says, and he went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. And the king Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad, and said that John the Baptist is risen from the dead. Therefore, the mighty works do show forth themselves unto him. And others said that it is Elias, and others said that it is a prophet, or as one of the prophets. Number 16, he says, and when Herod had heard thereof, he said, it is John whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. And I'll stop right there. I'll explain the rest in a minute. I want to give it a title this morning about the gospel cannot be silenced or stopped. The gospel cannot be silenced or stopped. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, this morning. Again, allowing us to be back here in your house of worship. Allow us to come and receive of your word, God. And we pray, God, as we break forth today, let it go out. God, let men and women receive it and hear. And God, be blessed by it. Be changed by it. Be empowered by it. Be healed by it. Be saved by your word this morning. God, I pray that men and women will draw closer to you and their faith will grow stronger. God, men and women that are destined for hell this morning, God, you will deliver them, God, by the preaching of your word. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to have your divine will be done. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The gospel cannot be silenced. It cannot be silenced. Think about this. The gospel, good news. Good news in itself cannot be silenced. You ever, I have a challenge with my wife sometimes, and 6 o'clock, whatever the case may be, or the 11 o'clock news, I say, what you think is going to be the top stories? She said, probably some bad news. Lo and behold, the first 3 or 4 stories on the news is bad. How many know what I'm talking about? All the time. Somebody got shot. Somebody died. Somebody done schemed and plotted. The government's doing something. It's that and the other. How many know what I'm talking about? As always, then at the end of the news, the last good news, feel-good story, again, is when they have some feel-good story when somebody did something good in the community. I remember as a kid, watching it with my dad, I would walk out and come back when it was time for the sports to come on. Let me know when the sports time is coming on, when the sportsman come on, so I can see the score. That was before sports center and all these different things. But good news, and so why I bring it up is because good news, again, oftentimes is silenced. Negative news sells, as they say. Negative news, negative things. Some of the worst, again, is the most popular. Some of the worst music is the most popular, right? Just take a look at the Grammys. But anyway, some of the worst movies that you see, some of the most violent, some of the most vulgar, are the most popular in our world. Because, again, goodness is being silenced. The things of God tend to get pushed to the back burner. The things of the Lord, again, are put to quietness or try to be put away because, again, the enemy of our soul, the devil, does not want to see the word of God and the things of God be made known. The gospel, the Bible says, is a light. It's a light into this world. It cannot be hid. The scripture tells us it cannot be hid. And don't hide it. Again, we encourage you to open up the Bible and read it and begin to study and let it become a part of you. Read the good news. You want some good news? Open your Bible and study it and learn of it. The good news is again, the gospel, the four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were about what? His coming, his miracles and his life and his death, burial, and resurrection. And even parts of it talks about him coming again, no doubt to come and reign and rule one day forevermore. I mean, look forward to that one day. That's good news to know that Jesus will come one day again. He will come with his saints of old, with the people who have gone on to be with the Lord. He will come and set up his kingdom here on earth. Amen. And reign and rule one day. All of this that we know today will not be the same. All the governments and all these things will have to bow down to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Again, we see right now the enemy may seem as if he has the upper hand. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. He seems as if he has the upper hand in life and it seems like he's winning, but he's not today. He is not winning, church. The reason why I say this is because you're here this morning. Perhaps you're watching online. He's not winning this morning. He is still a victorious God. God is still able to do great and mighty works. I open up this passage here this morning. It's a man by the name of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the cousin of Jesus. The cousin of Jesus. His mother's name was Elizabeth. You remember the story. Go back to the early part of the Gospels where she was pregnant. And Mary went to visit her and John leaped in his mother's womb. Y'all remember that story? Bible talks about him and how I even think about the goodness of just that in that story in itself, how that he was so excited even as an embryo to know the presence of the Lord. Imagine, Desmond, you're pregnant and Sister Elaine is pregnant as well. Imagine. Amen. And so you walk up to her and the Bible says that the baby leaps in her womb. Say, ooh, that was a contraction. Can you imagine John just elbowing and kicking his mama, saying, man, I want to see this one, this Jesus. As little babies, little embryos, it was that way. It was that way to where he was so excited. The Bible says John the Baptist was the forerunner to Jesus Christ. God had selected this man to go out and preach in the wilderness there. You can go back and read it. He preached repentance and he preached to men and women would turn around. And went again to tell them that the kingdom of heaven was at hand, to tell them to turn back to Christ, to God himself, the God of heaven, to repent of their sins. And the Bible says he would baptize them and many would come and turn to God up in heaven. The Bible says, many of you know the story when Jesus turned to be baptized. The Bible says he saw Jesus when his time of his ministry was to begin at the age of 30. The Bible says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He saw his cousin coming, Jesus the Christ. And he says, Jesus required of him, he said, I need to be baptized. And John said, no, you need to baptize me. I don't want you baptizing you. Be baptizing you. I want you to baptize me. He says, no, the scriptures must be fulfilled. John baptized Jesus there. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God came down upon Jesus like a dove. And naturally, the Bible says that what? His father spoke from heaven, behold, my son in whom I'm well pleased. Good news, church, amen, that the Messiah was come. Good news that the Lamb of God, as John pointed out, the Messiah was here, walking in the midst of them, the Savior of the world. He says, the Lamb that will take away the sins of the world. Amen, to know that you've been forgiven, to know the goodness of God, to know that you don't have to lose your soul. That's good news, church, today. To know that there's a better place prepared for you and I. To know there's a God in heaven who loves you today. To know that there's a better way and a way of escape. Jesus is that answer today. And so naturally as time went on that John continued to preach and teach. He continued to preach the message of repentance. Continued to talk about the Lamb of God. And the Bible says that he had an encounter one time with a man by the name of Herod. Herod, the ruler of the time. The Bible says that Herod had married his wife's brother. This man, can you imagine the president marrying his wife, his brother's wife, I should say, his brother's wife. And can you imagine how that again, this preacher got out there and called him out? Can you imagine going on national TV saying Mr. Biden or Mr. Trump or Mr. Obama, whoever the president may be at the time, Mr. Bush, you're wrong. Amen. Can you imagine this? And the Bible says he was upset. His wife got upset. On and on and on. And so he desired to see this man killed. He desired to silence the preacher. He desired to silence, again, the word of God from going forth. Bible says, and so they threw John in jail. They threw John in jail for preaching what exactly what he needed to hear. Again, sometimes the gospel is not always easy to hear. People will not always receive the gospel. People will not always accept the gospel. But we must continue to tell men and women the truth. How many know that this morning? We must continue not to be ashamed of the gospel. Bible says, no doubt, that it brings forth liberty to them that abound. The world still needs the gospel today. And so the Bible, go back to our text here in Mark 6, we'll backtrack. The Bible says he was thrown in jail. The Bible says that how he was thrown in jail, and there he was there, I no doubt left to die. The Bible says, and while he was in jail, kind of intertwining here, the Bible says, and he went out, the disciples, back to Mark here, the Bible says he went out in verse 6:12. The Bible says he went out and preached men to repent. The Bible says they cast out many devils, even the disciples, even though John was in jail, even though they tried to stop and put fear in those that would talk about the gospel, talk about the kingdom of God. The Bible says they still went out and preached and taught and no doubt did many miracles. And in spite of what the devil may try to do in your life, in spite of what the enemy may try to accomplish in your life, I'm telling you, it cannot stop the mighty hand of God this morning. Again, when the enemy fights against you, don't stop praying. When the enemy tries to discourage you, keep believing in Almighty God. They kept preaching and teaching. They kept laying hands and kept casting out devils in spite of what was going on. And in spite of what's going on, keep making the devil mad. Keep serving God. Keep coming to church. Keep believing. Keep serving. Keep singing. Keep praising God in spite of what's going on. The Bible says they cast out devils in spite of. They still laid hands on the sick and they still recovered. Why? Because you can't stop God or the gospel. How many know today? And it does not matter what weapon may be formed, what the devil may try to do in your life. It can't stop the word of God. I encourage you, keep believing, keep praying, keep reading this thing, keep following it. I'm telling you, God is more than able. The Bible says, and so he laid hands on the sick with oil, laid hands and put oil on them and they recovered. They was able to heal them. In verse 14, the king had heard of this. So the word, I thought we put John in jail. He thought in his mind, said, I thought we put John in jail, this preacher. But the Bible says, he says, the king heard it and he says his name was spread abroad. The name of Jesus was being spread abroad. John was just simply pointing them to Jesus. He was simply pointing them to the Messiah. He was simply pointing them to the one who he was. It wasn't John, it was the King of Kings that he was really pointing the world to. The Bible says that how he told him, he says, I thought we killed this man. I thought that we threw him in jail. The Bible says he is risen from the dead. You see, they had eventually killed John the Baptist. And he thought, he says, wait a minute. I thought we killed this man. You see, shortly after he was thrown in jail, if we go back to the other text, the Bible says in the other Gospels here of Matthew, the Bible says that how that one day his daughter had come to him and he had a party. And naturally, he probably was drunk and all this stuff at the same time. The Bible says that she said, whatever you desire, I'll give it to you. Whatever you desire, in verse 21. When it was convenient, Herod, on his birthday, he was at a birthday bash. The Bible says, he made a supper to his lords, false gods. The Bible says, high captains and chief states of Galilee. And the Bible says, and when the daughter of Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod, them that sat with him, the king, said unto the damsel, ask what thou wilt, and I will give it thee. He probably was good and drunk by then, nice and drunk. And so be careful what you say, amen. The Bible says he swear unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask me, I will give it unto half thy kingdom. You see today, when we get to drinking and carrying on, amen, you begin to make foolish decisions. I mean, know what I'm talking about. Foolish decisions in all. That's why the Bible says be sober, amen. To be sober. Put down strong drink. because you'll make some foolish bad decisions. We've all done it before we come to Christ. How many know that? Made a fool of ourselves before we came to Christ. And naturally, he was going to give away half his kingdom because of drunkenness and because of his flesh. The Bible says he went on, and it says this, he swear unto her, whatsoever thou ask me, I will give thee half my kingdom. Verse 24, he went forth, and he said unto her, mother, what shall I ask? And the Bible says, the head of John the Baptist. His wife came back and said, give me his head. I'm mad at him for calling out my sin. I'm mad at him for telling me how it is. People get mad at the preacher because, again, they preach it straight. She said, cut his head off. Put him, after they put him in jail, go down and execute the man. Shut him up. We're going to get these miracles to stop. We're going to get this preaching to stop. We're going to get this thing, the gospel, to stop going forth. The Bible says, and they rejected him. Because he rejected her. Number 27, immediately the king sent his executioners and commanded his head to be brought and went and beheld him in prison. He brought his head into the charger and gave it to the damsel. And the damsel gave it to her mother. And when the disciples heard of it, they came and took the corpse and laid it in his tomb. And the apostles gathered together themselves unto Jesus and told him all things. He says, what they have done, and they are taught. The Bible says in this last verse, he says, and he said unto them, come ye to yourselves, depart into the desert place, and rest a while, for there are many coming and goings that had no leisure, such even as to eat. Can you imagine? There was so much going on. The challenge had been brought forth. The things had gone to pass. John was killed now. This same John, whose life had been threatened, and he was thrown in jail. If we go back to the other gospel, back to Mark, chapter 6 again. Again, this is why, again, he was in jail. I gave you the whole piece of it. This is why he was in jail and eventually killed. Because, again, many women refused to repent. Instead of the lady repenting, she turned against the man. Instead of Herod repenting, he turned against the man. Many times, again, it becomes worse when we fail to repent. I mean, know that. But many women fail to say, I surrender, God. I'm wrong. I surrender to you. Life becomes worse. And that's why our world is in the conditions that it's in, because many women fail to repent. The longer we stay away from God, the longer mankind stays separated and refuses to change, things will get worse. They took this man's life. Naturally, it haunted Herod. It haunted his wife and haunted even his daughter for the rest of their days. Can you imagine? Again, because of the refusal to change. Church, that's the greatest thing we could ever do, is to change. Amen. So I'm going to make a change in my life. I'm going to make a change to get to Jesus. That's the greatest thing that we could ever do, is come to Christ and be born again by the power of his precious blood today. My friend, it's time to draw nearer to Almighty God. Let's get back to where we're going to go. So as he was there in jail, as we got ahead of ourselves, and so he was killed. But he began to even doubt in his own mind along the way. And in our hearts and our souls, everyone who preached the gospel, preached about Jesus, began to doubt. And along your Christian reigns, don't let the devil cause you to start doubting God. I mean, you believe that. Don't doubt God in the midst of it all. The devil will do all he can to try to silence you from praying. Try to silence you from believing. John was thrown in jail. He said, wait a minute. I was the forerunner of Christ. I was the one selected out to tell people about him. And naturally, he was now there. The Bible says he had disciples. And he asked them another place. He says, is he the Christ, or do we go look for another? Do we go look for another? The Bible says, go back and tell John that the lame walk, that the blinded eyes are open, that men and women are delivered, and the gospel is preached. And as we see, even after John's death, it cannot stop it. It cannot stop the good news. The devil will try to silence it, but he can't. Don't let the word of God be silenced in your heart. He says, stop believing, stop trusting. Nope, I'm not. Stop praising. Nope, I can't. Stop trusting. I cannot. Why? Because of the reality of it all, the Christ, the Messiah, the one that endures and goes on forever. As we close up today, come on up. You can't stop the gospel. Time went on. The disciples were threatened. The church, and no doubt the early church, as you go back and read even Acts, how that they were threatening. Houses were burned down. They were thrown in jail. Many were killed. Many were beheaded for the gospel. But it did not silence it. They crucified Christ thinking that would be the answer. But really that was the trajectory to it all, to where men and women could really receive the fulfillment of the good news. Him on that cross giving up his life. There's power in the cross. There's power in the preaching of the cross. There's power in it all, church, to where the saved, our people can be saved. He says, the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of Almighty God. We sing about it. We preach about it. We teach about the price that Christ paid for you and I. We must continue to tell men and women about Christ and who he is. Continue to let him be in the forefront of your mind, who Jesus is. They put him in the grave thinking that would do it. They put a stone on the door saying that that would silence all of this Christianity stuff, all of this Christian Jesus stuff, all of this stuff they thought that they could stop it. But the Bible goes on and says, even after 3 days, the grave could not keep him. Hell could not hold him. As you all know the story, it could not stop or silence the message that Jesus was the Christ. Today, as he got up out of the grave with all power in his hands, the earth shook, demons trembled, and realized that they could not stop that mighty moving force. They found that even the king found out. He says, hey, he has risen. The body's missing. He says, well, go and act like he was stolen. Act like the body has been taken somewhere else so this lie will continue. But it wasn't a lie, church. It was the truth. How many know that today? And in your life, in your heart today, realize that God cannot be stopped. God cannot be silenced. The word, speak it, pray over it, deliver it. Amen. Tell men and women, speak to the devil and say, wait a minute, it is written in the word. Again, it cannot be silenced. Don't let the devil silence you today. Speak it and speak the name of Jesus. Even when Jesus faced the devil himself, Bible says what he do. He said it is written in the word. It is written in the word of Almighty God. You can't put it out. You can't put it out. He rebuked Satan because his power in the word of Almighty God. Hide this word in your heart. Realize your faith in Christ, faith in the power of Almighty God, faith in the King of Kings today. Cannot be stopped. Bible says you can have mountains, no doubt in a large, large mountains, but faith in Almighty God can move mountains out of the way. Goliath, we were just briefly talking about him the other day, how that he had had all this great armor and all this great muscle and stature. David said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. In the name of my God, cannot stop. And he turned back the enemy of our soul. The gospel, the word of God, cannot be stopped. Good news overcomes evil. Good news that you can be saved. Good news that you can be healed. Good news that things can turn around. Good news that the devil has lost. She's saying that song is going how the enemy is under our feet. That's good news, church. Amen. Good news in knowing that there's a victorious God up in heaven. Amen. That loves you today. That wants to empower you. Amen, and give you exactly what you need. When Jesus was about to go, if Jesus was leaving, he said, I'm going to send down the Holy Ghost to help you. I'm going to send down the Holy Spirit, and it's going to give you the power that you need. Because many will want to say, what kind of man is this? How does he do this? It wasn't in the flesh, but it was in the power of Almighty God. And God gives you the ability to overcome through his Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. And I remember one time he told his disciples, he says, greater things you'll be able to do. Because he was going back to his father. And actually, the disciples were overjoyed because they would be able to, cast out devils. They would be able to lay hands on the sick. Mothers, Desiree, don't you know you can lay hands on your daughter and she can be healed? You know that. You ain't got to wait for the preacher. You ain't got to wait for someone else. You can pray to the thing. It can be moved out of the way. Sister June, good to see you back. You can pray and see God's face.
You can rebuke demons, Sister Elaine. You can say, devil, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. You can pray and ask God and call on him today. Amen. That's good news. You have a God that's willing to come in. Amen. Jesus said here today, how did this word, let it live in you. Hide it in your hearts today. Hide it in your soul today. He said, greater works can you do. You just seen just a glimpse of what I can do. You've just seen a small fraction of the things that I have in store for each believer today. Brothers and sisters, they believe the gospel. He says, repent and believe the gospel. Believe what he said in his word. Believe what he said in these 66 books. Believe what he said in his word. Amen. And it can come to pass. Believe that you can overcome through the power of Almighty God. He's still a miracle working God. The gospel is not silenced. Let's bring it to life. Amen. One preacher said years ago, he says, how did this thing continue in the book of Acts all the way through? They try to shut him down, lock him up, put him in jail, behead them. And the Bible says, but it spread even more. It spread even more. They tried to put out the fire, but it spread even more. From city to city, all down in South in Africa and all across in Europe. And it made its way eventually over here to the Western Hemisphere. The gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel to where we sit here in this service this morning. It cannot be silenced. It cannot be put out in all the way, even in the grave, men and women that are in hell today. I believe that God reminds them of who he is. Reminds men and women everywhere because the gospel cannot be silenced. The enemy hates the gospel. The devil hates the word. He cannot stand it. He will try to keep that word out of your mouth. Keep you from learning it. Keep you from understanding it. Keep you from even trying. My friend, they learn of him. Learn of him. Teach it to your children. Teach it to our community once again. Teach it to your household. Tell somebody about the goodness of Almighty God. And I truly believe it will put to silence the things of our enemy. As we bow our heads in reverence to God today, he says, go tell him that the lame walk. Go tell him that the blinded eyes are open. Go tell him that captive have been set free. Go tell him Jesus is the deliverer. Go tell him today, you believe it this morning in your heart and your soul, that my God is able. God is able today. We're telling you today, whatever you're going through, that through Jesus, you can it made possible. He said, you can be made whole. That's good news. You can be set free. You don't have to fear. That's good news. Because Jesus was on the scene. Good news in knowing he has all power in his hand. You can't silence the gospel today. As we find a place to pray today, whatever you're going through, call on the name Jesus. Call on him. Call on that master's name today. Speak that name. Speak it out. The devil don't want to hear it, but speak that name, Jesus. Trust him this day for your miracle. Trust him to do exactly what you have need of. He wants you to just simply believe and come. Come by faith. Realize, amen, our God is able. Our God is able. The other night we said, don't trouble the master. No, we need to trouble the master, brother, sister, today. Trouble. Tell him all about it. Tell him all about it. What you have need of. And he's faithful and just. To answer your prayer. She began to sing it unto the Lord this morning. Let's all find a place to pray. Our God is able today. Our God is able. He's able. Your need, he's able. Your circumstance, he's able. Your challenge, he's able today. Your battle, he's more than able. Today, the gospel. It's good news. Good news in a bad situation. Good news. There's power. There's power. Good news in knowing that he can deliver. Good news in knowing there's a better day ahead. Today, I want you to know that it will not rain in all days. The sun will shine and shine upon the rain. Let God reach out and touch you right now. Let him help you. Let him call on you. He wants to help today. He reaches out
with a helping hand.
Give up the wrong for the right. Now I'm not ashamed of the gospel. No, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The gospel of Jesus today, the way maker. One that calms the storm. Jesus is his name.
We're an anchor for those who are burdened. We're a harbor for those who are lost. Sometimes it's not always easy. Bearing Calvary's cross. We've been ridiculed by those who don't know him, and mocked by those who don't believe. Still I love standing up for my Jesus, because of all he's done for me. That's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. No, I am not afraid to be counted, and I'm willing to give my life. See, I'm ready to be what he wants me to be. Give up the wrong for the right. Show many women what Jesus has done in your life. Say, look what happened to me. I'm a living example of the gospel. Guess what God did for me? Tell them. You're an extension of the gospel. I kind of curved around about saying it in the book of Acts how that we are an extension of Acts chapter. Call it Acts chapter 29. How's that? There's no Acts chapter 29 written, but you're an extension of that. An extension of how that God has delivered. How God will make a way. Good news. Say, I prayed and I saw a miracle happen. Prayed and my family member was healed. I saw God and he poured out from heaven. Amen. Tell them how good God is. Tell the world about the saving power, the delivering power of Jesus Christ today. Amen. He said, if our gospel be heed, it's heed to the lost. Let them know why you come to church. Amen. Let them know why you believe. Amen. And truly, 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 he's more than able to meet.
meet every need here in this place. Amen. We got good news, church. There's a God in heaven that still reigns and rules. Amen. On the throne. Call on him. Continue to seek his face. As we stand to our feet this morning, prepare to dismiss. We're going to receive an offering as well as unto the Lord. Let's give unto him. Watch him truly bless you. Give unto God, our Savior. Amen. All the things he's done for you up on the screen here for those listening online. We have various ways you can give here if you're in service. The old-fashioned way of bringing it to the basket here, but also through our text to give at 347-229-9933. That's 347-229-9933. We have our church website at mintcc.org/Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, NY. Brooklyn, NY. Linzel. Through our church email, ntccbrooklynny@gmail.com. Amen. Continue to support the work. We appreciate each one that does. And amen. As we prepare to give here in the congregation as well. Come on down and bless the Lord with your giving. May the Lord truly bless you. It's our prayers we receive unto the Lord. Bring your offering unto the Lord. Amen.
Right. Walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping into the light. Right. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, made in the paths of my. Upward, still upward, the Father.
Amen. May the Lord truly bless you. Let me dismiss in prayer today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this offering, God. We thank you for the blessing, God, you've given to us, God, today. We pray that you bless each one as they've given unto you. God, go with each one our separate ways. Lord, cover us, keep us until the next appointed time. God, let us go out and be witnesses, God, in this old world to shine and bright in our society. Let him know the goodness of Almighty God. Let us be walking examples, God, of the gospel. Tell and help someone else that they may know who you are. God, we give you praise and glory for all that you've done. Accomplished today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless our prayer. We'll see you. We'll see you soon.